All right, Tofresh Peches. We saw that the walled cities from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, even if they are no longer walled currently, you read on the 15th. Afilu imhem chutzlar, even if they're outside of Eretz Yisrael. Afilu imhem asar batlanim, even if there are not 10 people who are sitting in the shul or involved in shul matters, still they read on the 15th. As long as they were walled and then people settled in the city, or they settled in the city having in mind that they were going to wall those cities afterwards, as opposed to if they settled in the city and then they built the wall afterwards, not knowing that they were planning on building a wall when they settled the city. But the Pasha says we could assume that if the city has a wall, then it was walled before him. Those towns which can be seen with the large city, even if they are not right next to it, Kagon Shein Bahar, such as they're on a mountain, or they're right next to it, but you can't see it, such as if it's in a valley. So too, those read on the 15th, as long as they're not a mil away. But on Shushan, no matter what, you read on the 15th, because that's where the miracle occurred. Where is Shushan today? So some people try and give suggestions as to which towns in Iraq it is, or something like that, but it's probably someone who was in the army during a war, had this Shiloh, but normally, how he got a Megillah, I don't know, but normally,
don't go anywhere.
It's not really such a Shiloh, don't go there. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's a big Shiloh about Yerushalayim. How far does Yerushalayim extend? Does it continue to extend as long as there are houses near it and continuing from the old city or not?
I know.
And they continue to extend Yerushalayim further and further out, and they're building more and more city, right, towns, areas. So it's a big Shiloh what to do. If Aseret is a Shiloh, I don't think like people leave to get out of the Shiloh or something like that.
Sleep in the old city.
So these are all the towns, a lot of towns in Eretz Yisrael are Shilohs. But the post can say that outside of Eretz Yisrael, we could assume that every city was not walled, and we don't have to be concerned to read on the 14th and the 15th. Right, if they're not walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, then they read on the 14th. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you're supposed to read on the 15th, then you can't read for someone who's supposed to read on the 14th, and vice versa, because you are not a mechuyav b'davar. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that the Prima Gadim, quotes the Prima Gadim, says a b'diyeved, if a 15 person did read for a 14 or vice versa, b'diyeved you are yotzei. Sivdal, krachshu, safek im mukaf. If you have a town which is not unclear whether it was walled from the time of Yeshua or not, then they read on the 14th and the 15th. But you shouldn't make a bracha. You should only make a bracha on the 14th because that is the time when most people are reading. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Tveria needs to read on the 14th and the 15th because it's a suffix whether it was walled or not. And the other towns, which are Mukaf and Choma, so we don't have to be we don't have to assume that it might have been in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Probably not. So therefore, even if they have walls now, we wouldn't have to read on the 14th and the 15th. Those towns which do read on the 14th and the 15th, not only do they read on the 14th and the 15th, but they also do Matanos Avionim on the 14th and the 15th. And the reason they don't make a bracha and Shalchmanos, the reason they don't make a bracha is because even on a mitzvah d'oraisa, that a bracha, even on a mitzvah d'oraisa, is only midrabanan, and therefore when there's a suffix, we say suffix brachos lehakel, and you would not make a bracha in that situation. And for sure, on this mitzvah, which is only d'rabanan, so then you wouldn't make a bracha. The only reason to make a bracha on the 14th, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because since that's when most people are laning anyway, so then and b'diavad, if a 15 person read on the 14th, it would be yotzei, so that's why you make a bracha in that situation. So there are a lot of towns, as we said in Eretz Yisrael, which there are a lot of shilas about. The Dirshu goes through a lot of the different ones, like
the truth
B'nei
is,
Brach.
The Dirshu is exceedingly machmir.
Well, it's the 3 pages, so it talks about a lot about Yerushalayim, talks a lot about B'nei Brach, a lot of those kind of towns. But again, if you find yourself in such a situation, you'd want to ask a Rav what to do and when you should be reading, because it's really not pashut, so avoid those places.